Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Región de Murcia. Pruebas específicas de certificación. Inglés. Nivel B2. Convocatoria Ordinaria 2022. Comprensión de textos orales.
Task 1. Listen to someone talking about some signs that indicate a person is highly intelligent. Match each sign you hear about, 1 to 8, with one of the statements below, A to J. There are two extra statements that you do not need. The first one is an example. Write the corresponding letters, A to J, on the answer sheet, in spaces 1 to 8. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 2 minutes to read the task.
Do you consider yourself to be an intelligent person? It is a sad truth that our education system focuses too heavily on marks and grades everyone on the same scale. This type of system is never able to identify true intelligence. So here are signs you're highly intelligent.
Example.
You avoid unnecessary actions or conversations. Since ancient times, people have believed that the ones who do not talk to others are very intelligent. Introverts just want to fulfill their needs with the bare minimum, and while doing so, they form a sacred bond with the mind. Thus the brain works a little differently for them.
Sign 1.
It might be surprising to know that people making silly jokes are much more likely to be intelligent than an average human. One reason behind this can be that only an intelligent person can improvise on the go.
Sign 2.
Psychologists discovered the Dunning-Kruger effect, which says that people who are less competent or bright consistently overestimate their mental abilities, while intelligent people are far more aware of their limitations. The conclusion is the following. The smarter a person is, the more he doubts his cognitive abilities. In other words, smart people are not afraid of saying, "I don't know."
Sign 3.
Albert Einstein reportedly said, "I have no special talents, I am only passionately curious." It's easy to assume that highly intelligent people like to read. But being smart is not about having the ability to go through a number of books a day. It's about having a curiosity about anything and everything. Intelligent people engage their passions and ask questions like who, what, when, where, how, why.
Sign 4.
Creativity is a definitive sign of intelligence because it requires thinking flexibly outside the box and necessitates the ability to shift and change your patterns of thinking from one way to another. Rather than being rigid about what must happen, intelligent people remain mentally flexible, open-minded, and can easily adjust to life, no matter what gets thrown their ways.
Sign 5.
A study from psychologists Paloma Mary Beffa and Alexander Kirkham of Bangor University showed that talking out loud to yourself improves self-control, an important form of intelligence. Talking out loud nets control, which is why so many professional athletes talk to themselves out loud during games.
Sign 6.
A 2008 Yale University psychology study showed highly intelligent people tend to stay open-minded to others' points of view, not formulating their own, until hearing multiple voices. This doesn't mean they're fickle, though, as the study also showed open-minded people are more likely to be confident about their opinion once formed and less likely to be manipulated.
Sign 7.
In a world where people talk to prove who they are, highly intelligent people are the opposite. Instead of boasting about their accomplishments or telling people how right their opinions are, they're usually quiet and observant. When you have the ability to take everything in, you can see things that others missed, like subtle patterns.
Sign 8.
Psychologists now believe that having a high emotional quotient is very important to be called an intelligent person. Intelligent people are generally in tune with the emotions of the people around them. You are super aware of things in your surroundings, and thus you can catch any energy nearby. Do you consider yourself to be an intelligent person? It is a sad truth that our education system focuses too heavily on marks and grades everyone on the same scale. This type of system is never able to identify true intelligence, so here are signs you're highly intelligent.
Example.
You avoid unnecessary actions or conversations. Since ancient times, people have believed that the ones who do not talk to others are very intelligent. Introverts just want to fulfill their needs with the bare minimum, and while doing so, they form a sacred bond with the mind. Thus, the brain works a little differently for them.
Sign 1.
It might be surprising to know that people making silly jokes are much more likely to be intelligent than an average human. One reason behind this can be that only an intelligent person can improvise on the go.
Sign 2.
Psychologists discovered the Dunning-Kruger effect, which says that people who are less competent or bright consistently overestimate their mental abilities, while intelligent people are far more aware of their limitations. The conclusion is the following. The smarter a person is, the more he doubts his cognitive abilities. In other words, smart people are not afraid of saying, "I don't know."
Sign 3.
Albert Einstein reportedly said, "I have no special talents, I am only passionately curious." It's easy to assume that highly intelligent people like to read. But being smart is not about having the ability to go through a number of books a day. It's about having a curiosity about anything and everything. Intelligent people engage their passions and ask questions like who, what, when, where, how, why.
Sign 4.
Creativity is a definitive sign of intelligence because it requires thinking flexibly outside the box and necessitates the ability to shift and change your patterns of thinking from one way to another. Rather than being rigid about what must happen, intelligent people remain mentally flexible, open-minded, and can easily adjust to life, no matter what gets thrown their ways.
Sign 5.
A study from psychologists Paloma Mary Beffa and Alexander Kirkham of Bangor University showed that talking out loud to yourself improves self-control, an important form of intelligence. Talking out loud nets control, which is why so many professional athletes talk to themselves out loud during games.
Sign 6.
A 2008 Yale University psychology study showed highly intelligent people tend to stay open-minded to others' points of view, not formulating their own, until hearing multiple voices. This doesn't mean they're fickle, though, as the study also showed open-minded people are more likely to be confident about their opinion once formed and less likely to be manipulated.
Sign 7.
In a world where people talk to prove who they are, highly intelligent people are the opposite. Instead of boasting about their accomplishments or telling people how right their opinions are, they're usually quiet and observant. When you have the ability to take everything in, you can see things that others missed, like subtle patterns.
Sign 8.
Psychologists now believe that having a high emotional quotient is very important to be called an intelligent person. Intelligent people are generally in tune with the emotions of the people around them. You are super aware of things in your surroundings, and thus you can catch any energy nearby.
Task 2. You will listen to an interview with actress Katrina Balfe about her latest film, Belfast. Choose the best option, A, B or C, according to the recording. The first item is an example. Write the corresponding letters, A, B or C, on the answer sheet, in spaces 9 to 16. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 2 minutes to read the task.
Maybe you could just kick off with a brief intro to this film. People don't know anything about it, but also your role.
Yeah, well, this film is a gorgeous coming-of-age story. The features this little guy, Buddy, who grows up in Belfast and who has the most amazing family and is in love with a girl on his street. And just he's so in love with this community that he grows up in. And then all of a sudden, the troubles start and everything that he knew has sort of been destroyed in a way and questioned. And I play his mother, Ma. And she has the job of protecting her two sons. Her husband is away and working in England. And it's sort of this struggle about what do you do when trouble comes to your home? Do you stay and fight it, or do you get out and sort of protect who you can? And it's a really tough decision that this family had to go through.
I mean, working with Kenneth Branagh, but also Judi Dench and Jamie Dornan, you know, what was the experience like on set?
I mean, I had to Google who they all were first. It was incredible. I feel very fortunate. I'm going to be pinching myself about this film, I think, for a long time. Ciarán Hinds. It was a gorgeous cast. It was a gorgeous script. And it just felt really special from day one. And I think it shows on the screen.
What was it like in terms of preparing for the role? Did you have to do any research, or, you know, what did you bring for your own background to it?
I mean, I grew up on the border. I didn't grow up in Belfast, but very close to it. And so, you know, I know a lot of what went on. But yeah, I sort of just watched a ton of footage from that time. And there's so much online of that, those exact streets of that exact moment when those barricades were going up. And, you know, I found so many interviews with the women of that time. And that's what really, you know, it sort of broke me. And, you know, I was watching it and I got so emotional because you just realize how many lives were destroyed by it. And, you know, these women who were left to pick up the pieces when they lost either their sons or their husbands or their fathers. And you know, I think that really resonated with me. And I sort of just wanted to do justice to all these amazing women from the North who have struggled and suffered for so many years.
Why do you think now is the right time to tell this story, and what do you hope its impact will be?
I don't know if Ken even thought about it, but, you know, Northern Ireland is 100 years old this year. I think for Ken it was just the right time for him, but I think these things can sometimes happen for the right time in a special way. And I think, as we're seeing, you know, things are heating up again in Northern Ireland because you have politicians who are completely irresponsible and not... They're stoking fear and they're stoking, you know, discord for their own gain. And I think it's good to see a film like this and to be reminded of the cost of that and what actually happens and how long it took to sort of get some semblance of peace. And hopefully when people see it, they'll be reminded of the beauty of Northern Ireland, the beauty of the people, and that they have more things in common than they do that make them different.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you. Maybe you could just kick off with a brief intro to this film. People don't know anything about it, but also your role.
Yeah, well, this film is a gorgeous coming-of-age story that features this little guy, Buddy, who grows up in Belfast and who has the most amazing family and is in love with a girl on his street. And just he's so in love with this community that he grows up in. And then all of a sudden, the troubles start and everything that he knew has sort of been destroyed in a way and questioned. And I play his mother, Ma, and she has the job of protecting her two sons. Her husband is away and working in England. And it's sort of this struggle about what do you do when trouble comes to your home? Do you stay and fight it, or do you get out and sort of protect who you can? And it's a really tough decision that this family had to go through.
I mean, working with Kenneth Branagh, but also Judi Dench and Jamie Dornan, you know, what was the experience like on set?
I mean, I had to Google who they all were first. I mean, it was incredible. I feel very fortunate. I'm going to be pinching myself about this film, I think, for a long time. Ciarán Hinds. It was a gorgeous cast. It was a gorgeous script. And it just felt really special from day one. And I think that hopefully it shows on the screen.
What was it like in terms of preparing for the role? Did you have to do any research, or, you know, what did you bring from your own background to it?
I mean, I grew up on the border. I didn't grow up in Belfast, but very close to it. And so, you know, I know a lot of what went on. But yeah, I sort of just watched a ton of footage from that time. And there's so much online of that, those exact streets of that exact moment when those barricades were going up. And, you know, I found so many interviews with the women of that time. And that's what really, you know, it sort of broke me. And, you know, I was watching it and I got so emotional because you just realize how many lives were destroyed by it. And, you know, these women who were left to pick up the pieces when they lost either their sons or their husbands or their fathers. And you know, I think that really resonated with me. And I sort of just wanted to do justice to all these amazing women from the North who have struggled and suffered for so many years.
Why do you think now is the right time to tell this story, and what do you hope its impact will be?
I don't know if Ken even thought about it, but, you know, Northern Ireland is 100 years old this year. You know, I think for Ken it was just the right time for him, but I think, you know, I think these things can sometimes happen for the right time in a special way. And I think, as we're seeing, you know, things are heating up again in Northern Ireland because you have politicians who are completely irresponsible and not... They're stoking fear and they're stoking, you know, discord for their own gain. And I think it's good to see a film like this and to be reminded of the cost of that and what actually happens and how long it took to sort of get some semblance of peace. And hopefully when people see it, they'll be reminded of the beauty of Northern Ireland, the beauty of the people, and that they have more things in common than they do that make them different.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you.
Task 3. Listen to someone talking about nutrition for a healthy life. Complete the gaps with one suitable word from the recording. The first item is an example. Write your answers on the answer sheet, in spaces 17 to 26. You will hear the recording twice. Now you have 2 minutes to read the task.
From the minute we're born, we're aging. Constant exposure to our environment, the things we eat, and stresses from both inside and outside our bodies all cause us to age over time. Aging is highly complex, but scientists are starting to understand what happens at the cellular and molecular levels. For example, healthy cells are damaged over time when our immune systems shift from reacting to short-term problems like injuries and infections to gradually producing chronic inflammation throughout the body. These and other changes make our bodies less and less able to deal with stresses from inside and outside of our body. So when damage reaches a critical level, our cells, tissues, and organs may no longer perform normally, and our health starts to decline. The changes associated with aging start to happen on some level at day one. We begin to experience their effects early in life. While scientists have not yet found a way to stop these processes of aging, they are learning more and more about how to maintain health throughout our lives. Some aspects of aging are out of our control, like our genetics and our family history, but we can educate ourselves about moderate risk factors and do our best to reduce them through healthy lifestyle and diet choices. Most of us can be healthy and active well into our later years if we take care of ourselves. It's no surprise that regular physical activity can help maintain a healthy weight, improve moods and sleep habits, and boost overall health. And it's clear that a well-balanced diet full of nutritious foods is critical to good health. But when it comes to understanding which foods are the best choices, much nutrition research has focused on how certain foods or nutrients may have a negative effect on health or even play a role in disease development. More recently, scientists have begun to explore and understand how nutrition may play a role in promoting healthy aging throughout all of life stages. We are rapidly learning about what foods and nutrients should be emphasized in our diets and how they can enhance our health. Diets full of fruits and veggies, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and lean meats have proven health benefits like lowering blood pressure, improving glucose control in diabetes, weight loss, improving arthritis, and reducing the risk of cancer and cardiovascular events, to name a few. And we are learning more about the specific nutrients that can impact health. For example, plant pigments found in bright orange and red fruits and vegetables may prevent and slow the progression of eye diseases. Calcium helps to keep bones strong. B vitamins play a role in maintaining brain health. And flavonoids from many plants may improve the health of our cardiovascular systems. The bottom line is that you have the power to maintain and improve your health. Add vitality to your years and reduce your risk of disease. And it's never too late to make a change. From the minute we're born, we're aging. Constant exposure to our environment, the things we eat, and stresses from both inside and outside our bodies all cause us to age over time. Aging is highly complex, but scientists are starting to understand what happens at the cellular and molecular levels. For example, healthy cells are damaged over time when our immune systems shift from reacting to short-term problems like injuries and infections to gradually producing chronic inflammation throughout the body. These and other changes make our bodies less and less able to deal with stresses from inside and outside of our body. So when damage reaches a critical level, our cells, tissues, and organs may no longer perform normally, and our health starts to decline. The changes associated with aging start to happen on some level at day one. We begin to experience their effects early in life. While scientists have not yet found a way to stop these processes of aging, they are learning more and more about how to maintain health throughout our lives. Some aspects of aging are out of our control, like our genetics and our family history, but we can educate ourselves about moderate risk factors and do our best to reduce them through healthy lifestyle and diet choices. Most of us can be healthy and active well into our later years if we take care of ourselves. It's no surprise that regular physical activity can help maintain a healthy weight, improve moods and sleep habits, and boost overall health. And it's clear that a well-balanced diet full of nutritious foods is critical to good health. But when it comes to understanding which foods are the best choices, much nutrition research has focused on how certain foods or nutrients may have a negative effect on health or even play a role in disease development. More recently, scientists have begun to explore and understand how nutrition may play a role in promoting healthy aging throughout all of life stages. We are rapidly learning about what foods and nutrients should be emphasized in our diets and how they can enhance our health. Diets full of fruits and veggies, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and lean meats have proven health benefits like lowering blood pressure, improving glucose control in diabetes, weight loss, improving arthritis, and reducing the risk of cancer and cardiovascular events, to name a few. And we are learning more about the specific nutrients that can impact health. For example, plant pigments found in bright orange and red fruits and vegetables may prevent and slow the progression of eye diseases. Calcium helps to keep bones strong. B vitamins play a role in maintaining brain health. And flavonoids from many plants may improve the health of our cardiovascular systems. The bottom line is that you have the power to maintain and improve your health, add vitality to your years, and reduce your risk of disease. And it's never too late to make a change.
Fin de la prueba.